Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about planning for fun this season. And the reason that I wanted to do this topic is because I feel like planning for fun is really important all throughout the year because we all tend to get really busy and other daily life things, priorities and tasks and things that we have to get done can end up taking away our time if we don't make it a priority to plan to do the things that we really would like to do. And I think that that's even more important during certain seasons because seasons only last a certain amount of time. And with things that only occur during certain seasons, like say maybe in the summer, we might want to make sure we spend lots of time outside, or in the fall, we might want to go apple or pumpkin picking, or in winter, you know, we might want to have different ideas of holiday related activities that we'd like to do. But sometimes we can say we're going to do these things in the next season, like, oh, next month, as it gets closer to winter, I want to do this holiday drive-through or whatever, as it gets closer to Christmas or whatever it is, you plan to do certain things in the upcoming season, but then sometimes when that season comes, our days just get taken up with other things, and often the weeks can just go by so quickly. And instead of doing something that you really would enjoy, you can just get caught up in all of that other stuff that winds up taking up our days. Or you might even just spend the day not doing much of anything. You know, sometimes you wind up kind of thinking like maybe you have a day off, you should do some stuff, something. You wind up maybe like getting involved in some like little projects around the house or things like that. And there's nothing wrong with doing that sometimes, but sometimes, you know, you maybe might want to use that time instead to go do something fun. And when we don't have a plan to do those things that we would enjoy doing, that often they wind up not happening. And having a plan can be even more important when you have a family with different schedules too, because you're trying to coordinate when everybody can do things and it just gets really difficult. So if you're not intentional about when everyone can be available to do something together, the days can just easily get away from you, and then you might not wind up being able to do something that you might have been able to do if you actually planned for it. And the thing is that often planning for things that are going to be fun to do is just as much fun as doing the actual activity. There is a lot of fun in planning of, you know, if you're going to go somewhere, like figuring out where you're going to go, what day you're going to go, you know, are you going to maybe go out to eat the same day, or like whatever, what's going to be involved in that day. And, you know, sometimes it can be fun too, just to have these things to look forward to in your life, because if you're having a rough day, you know, maybe sometimes you could just kind of think about some of these things that you have planned that are coming up, and it can take away some of that stress in your daily life. Because it's always nice to have something to look forward to and get excited about. And when you're planning for seasonal activities, it can be even a little bit more fun because they can really only happen usually certain times of the year. So just even that alone can kind of make it feel a little bit more special and a little bit more exciting of a thing to look forward to. And I think a lot of times that what happens is we often have the best of intentions to do a lot of these different things that we'd like to do. And we say we should go apple picking this fall. We should have a family game night this week. We should check out that new restaurant. We should go to a holiday craft fair. There's so many things that we say we should do and we would like to do, but how often do we say we should and then it never actually happens? And not because we don't really think we should do them. We do think we should and we would like to do them, but it often doesn't happen because we just aren't intentional about getting them on our schedule and making sure we have a plan to get those things done. We, like I said, we're all so busy, and there's always something else that can take up our time. So when we say we should do something that would be fun, taking the time to put it in our calendar will make it so much more likely to happen. Like for example, I recently had seen an advertisement on Facebook for a local craft fair. I was just randomly on Facebook. I wasn't looking for anything in particular. I just happened to see, you know how it'll show like, oh, your friends are interested in this event or whatever, and you can kind of see different stuff. And I saw this like fall, I forget, it's a like fall craft fair or something like that. And I checked the date and time, and it turned out that me and my daughters were actually all going to be free at that day and time. So instead of just kind of looking at it and thinking like, oh, maybe we should do that, and then just kind of moving on, I just took a minute to put it on my calendar right away, and I told the girls we were going to check out this craft fair. And you know, I had no idea what the craft fair was going to be like. I didn't know if it was going to be like a few tiny little vendors and it wasn't going to be much fun, or you know, if it was going to be huge or whatever. It didn't matter. It was more just having something fun to do, something to look forward to. And you know, I said to the girls like, don't get too excited because I don't know exactly like what this craft fair is going to be like, but it seems like it might be fun. And you know, we did end up going, and we had a really nice time walking around at the fair and looking at what everybody was selling, and then we went out for lunch afterwards. So had I not taken the action of putting that event on the calendar and telling them about it, that day would have come and gone, and we would have missed an opportunity to do something really fun together. So that was what kind of got me thinking of doing this episode too, because it only took 1 minute, and you know, we were easily able to put other things aside. And honestly, like it took us like half of the day on a weekend, and I could have easily just kind of sat around, walking around the house, wiping up the kitchen, like doing whatever, and then not being able to have that time to go do something that we really ended up having a really good time doing. So a lot of times, you know, we struggle to find time to fit things in just to do something that's fun. A lot of times we feel like we have so many priorities, and you know, we have a lot of things to do with cooking or cleaning or grocery shopping or paying the bills or you know, just whatever work, you know, everyday things that we always have to do. And it can get overwhelming sometimes, and we feel like we just don't have time to do things that might be fun to do. Maybe we want to do them and we just feel like we don't have time. And especially in the holiday season, that feeling can be even exaggerated more because there's so many different things going on, and you're trying to buy gifts and you're trying to plan, like, you know, if you're going for like a holiday event with a family or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, there can be a lot of different things that need to get added to our schedule. But when we make it a priority, we can often find time to get some of those fun things in, even if it's just a little bit of time. There's usually some extra time. And taking the time to just do simple little things still makes a big difference in our day. Maybe it's just having like a special drink and having a fun holiday movie on in the background when you make dinner, or having holiday music on, or burning a nice holiday candle. It doesn't always have to be like a big outing or big event. You can take like those little bits of time to do fun stuff. Like maybe tonight with dinner, you open up a bottle of apple cider, or I don't, a sparkling apple cider, or just something fun. You can add little bits of fun into your day that can really make a big difference and make the season feel a little bit more special. So, you know, but with those bigger things, so those are like little things you could do. But then for those bigger things that you want to try and get onto your schedule, like I said before, you really want to try to get them on your actual calendar. Because if you think about it, if you had a doctor's appointment, you would make sure that you put it on your calendar to make sure you didn't miss it. So you can do, and you should do, the same thing for these activities that you would like to do during the season. If you have things that are like specific holiday events that maybe only occur a couple of dates in the month, you want to make sure you get them on your calendar. Otherwise, you're going to end up missing them because the weekends are going to fly by before you know it. And then you're going to think, oh, well, that stinks. We didn't get to do that this year. Maybe next year, or we should have done that, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But when we put it on our schedule, we'll remember to go. Nothing else will come up in its place because you'll see it on your calendar. And then you can actually take advantage of the time and do those things that you really enjoy. You know, maybe you wanted to just like order pizza and do a drive around the neighborhood to check out some decorations on Tuesday night or some random day or something like that. If you put it on your calendar, you'll probably likely do it. But if you don't, you're not going to remember that like last week you said, oh, next week one night we should order in pizza and go drive around the neighborhood. You know, you're much more likely to forget if you don't put it on your calendar or on your schedule and make it a commitment and make it a priority to do these things that you really would like to do. And you know, the thing is too that I know my kids, of course my dogs have to start barking again. It never fails, no matter where I go. I just cannot get away from noise in this house. But you know, what I wanted to say to kind of add to this topic is that a lot of times people will say things like, it's not fun to like have to schedule fun. It's not fun to like plan for it. You know, they want to be spontaneous and do things when they feel like doing them. But in reality, that's really difficult for most of us. Especially, like I said, if we have families that are coordinating schedules and you want to do things together, and who's working this night and who's working that night and who has something else going on, it's really difficult to be spontaneous. And not only that, but you get tired in the day. If you're not planning to do something, you get hung up with working and cooking and cleaning and all the other things. And it can get too easy to say maybe next week or maybe next month, or it always seems in the current day, a lot of times we feel like there isn't enough time. So by planning for things and actually scheduling them, we can make the time and make it a commitment. And once you go to do the thing, even if you felt tired that day, or whatever other things may have come up to cause you not to do something, once you go and do it, you're gonna have fun and you're gonna be glad that you made the time to commit to doing something that you wanted to do and not just kind of staying home and doing the everyday things all the time. And you know, you don't have to be rigid about planning. You know, it doesn't have to be like at 6 o'clock, we're gonna have fun and we're all gonna laugh and play a game or whatever. It's not like that. It's just about, you know, saying, here's something that we wanna do. When can we do it? And saying, this is the day we're gonna do it. It's really just about prioritizing so that you can take advantage of the season and doing some of these things that you would really like to do in the short amount of time that you have. And another thing to think about when you're planning for fun this holiday season is to start early with your planning. Because, you know, like I said, certain events or certain things that you might want to do only happen on certain days. Like for example, say if you like to do like a holiday drive-through, they usually go from like this date to that date. And not only is the time frame important that it goes for over a certain period of time, you want to be able to pick a day that makes sense for you. Like for example, last year my daughters really wanted to do a holiday drive-through near us, and we waited way too long because I didn't plan for it sooner. And by the time we went, it was like it might have even been like the last weekend before Christmas. I don't remember what it was, but we sat in the longest line to get through this holiday drive-through. It was like crazy. So had I been proactive and started planning earlier and knowing that that was one of the top priorities for us because that's something that my kids really like to do, I would have planned to do it sooner and I wouldn't have got stuck sitting in a line for like hours waiting to get through the drive-through. So by kind of taking the time to plan ahead and thinking of what are the things that are most important to you and then maybe think about things that you could skip because you don't want to start early and just start doing things that maybe aren't as important to you to make sure that you have time to do this season and then wind up not having enough time for the things that you really, really wanted to do. So planning early, you can kind of look and see like what are some things we definitely want to do this season and when can we fit them in and what maybe might we have to put aside because we want to make sure we have time to prioritize these other events. So, you know, it's like it's a lot easier to say like next Friday we're going to go to this holiday light drive-through. I always use that as an example because it's something my kids always want to do. And then say, okay, next Friday we're doing this, and then everyone knows next Friday we're doing it, rather than wait until that night and then find out that other people have other plans and you can't do it now. So anyway, that's just some of my tips on just really, I mean, I don't know if they're even really tips. It's more just about really thinking about the holidays season, what you want to do this season, and what you can do to make it a priority so that the season doesn't end and you feel bad that you didn't get to do a lot of those things that you really had hoped you were going to. So then just one other little topic to add to this. I thought it would be fun just because it's kind of related. I was just going to share a few ideas for some fun, frugal holiday activities that maybe you might want to include in your plans for fun this holiday season. So one idea was to have a cookie baking night. I think a lot of us do this. But when you do that cookie baking night, maybe try at least one new cookie recipe that you've never made before. And then, you know, of course, during that baking, you can have a Christmas movie or some other type of movie that you like, or music or whatever on in the background while you're baking, just to make it a little bit more festive. Of course, we always love to drive around the neighborhood. I know a lot of people do that. That's like one of our favorite things to plan for. Even with my youngest being 17 and my oldest being 21, we still all love to get in the car. We'll go get hot chocolate and just drive around and see what everyone has done for decorating this year. And then now with Facebook, we've even kind of extended that out further from our own neighborhood, because a lot of times people post about really great neighborhoods to go see, or certain houses or things like that that you could go drive to. And then a lot of times now there's even a lot of holiday decoration, like holiday decorated houses that collect money for charity. So they'll really go all out, and then you drive by and you drop off a donation or things like that. So there's lots of nice fun things you can do with that too, with driving around to see everyone's decorations. Another thing that we love to do is donate a toy each year. We always find out where the local Toys for Tots drop off is going to be, and then we go out and we pick out a toy, and then we go immediately drop it off as soon as we purchase it. It's just something that's become like a tradition, and it's really fun to pick out a toy and donate it to a kid that would need that. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. I mean, we often find some really nice toys for like $10 or $15 that we're able to donate. So that's like a kind of a fun thing that we do each season. Another idea is planning a gift wrapping night. If you have gifts to wrap for friends and family that don't live in your home, it can be fun to get out all the wrapping supplies and have everyone help with wrapping gifts. And it certainly makes it go a lot quicker. And even small kids can help. Gifts do not have to be wrapped perfectly. And it's always cute for a gift tag to be written in a child's handwriting. So let the kids help get those gifts wrapped, and it makes for like a nice little festive, fun night to have. And then you can, if you do it earlier in the year, if you have some of your shopping done, not earlier in the year, but earlier in the season, if some of your shopping's already done, it kind of makes that rush as we get closer to the holidays a little bit less stressful. Another idea is to try a special holiday recipe that's outside of one of like your main big holiday meals. But like, for example, we started a tradition of making these little like bacon and egg breakfast tarts each Christmas Eve morning. So it's not like one of like the main like holiday meals, but it's just like a neat little fun recipe that we make each Christmas Eve morning. That's become kind of a tradition. And then the last idea I have to share is making predictions for the upcoming year. So we do this for New Year's, and a couple years ago on New Year's Day, we started writing down predictions for the upcoming year. So each person in my family would get a piece of paper, and they would write down a handful of predictions. I don't know, maybe four or five things that they thought would happen in the upcoming year. And then on New Year's Eve of the following year, we would read out what everybody predicted, and it was just kind of fun. So we do that every year now, because it's just fun to see like what people thought the year was going to be like, and then like what actually happened. And then we do the same thing every year. So on New Year's Eve, we read out what everybody thought was going to happen in the previous year, and we talk about it and comment on like, you know, what happened, what didn't happen, whatever. And then on New Year's Day, we'll write down predictions again for the upcoming year. And then the following New Year's Eve, we will read them again. So it only takes a few pieces of paper, and I just stick them in the same place like where I keep my bills and other important papers and things like that. So I always know right where they are, and I just grab them on New Year's Eve and we read them out. So that's just another tip for like a fun little fun thing you could do during the holidays. But do be if you do decide to do that, just be mindful of predicting things that might make someone feel bad if they don't come true, because you don't want to bring people down on New Year's Eve. Like, say for example, if someone's struggling in school, don't predict that they're going to do great this year, just because if that doesn't turn out to be the case, it can be upsetting when we're reading what the predictions are were from the last year. You don't want to be like, and so will do great in school this year, and then they're like, no, I didn't, I did terrible this year. Whatever, just an example, but just try and be mindful of not predicting things that might upset someone if they don't come true. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode today, and I will see you back here next week. Thank you. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.